Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, greetings to brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这边跟大家问安。
Tonight, the topic for our sermon is the covenant of peace.
今天晚上要跟大家分享的主题是平安的约。
What is a covenant?
什么是一个约呢？
Covenant is a treaty or official agreement.
约就是一个合约。
We know that in the news, sometimes we see that two countries are at war.
我们有时候在新闻上看到两个国家在打仗。
So we know that during the war, everybody suffer.
打仗的时候，所有的人民都很痛苦。
Building are destroyed, family are destroyed, and people are lacking of food.
家人流离失所，房屋也被损毁。
And at the end, people die.
最后，很多人死去。
And of course, there'll be no development during the war.
这两个国家也不会有什么发展。
But what can be done to stop the war?
那要怎么样停止这个战争呢？
So the two countries have to come and sit down and then to make a treaty that ceasefire, no more, we should not fight again.
两个国家需要坐下来同意停止这场战争。
So this is what happening in our society.
这是我们社会上这样子做的。
Spiritually speaking, we also need a covenant of peace.
在属灵上，我们也需要一个平安的约。
But that covenant is not between two countries or two persons.
这个约不是建立在两个人或者是两个国家之间。
That covenant is between God and His people.
这个约是立在神和神的选民之间。
Because if we read the book of the prophets, we know that the people are not at peace with God.
如果我们看先知书，我们就知道神的选民那时候跟神之间是没有平安的。
They offended God, they disobey Him and make Him angry.
他们不听神的话，做神不喜悦的事情，让神很生气。
And God is fighting His people and bring all the enemies, calamity around them.
所以神用很多的敌人来处罚他的选民。
But when times come, God will make a covenant of peace.
但是时间到了，神就会和他的选民立一个平安的约。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 20, chapter 34.
我们来看以西结书34章。
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 25.
以西结书34章25节。
Ezekiel 34, 25.
34章25节，我必与他们立平安的约，使恶兽从境内断绝。他们就必安居在旷野，躺卧在林中。
This chapter said God is the good shepherd. We are in page 3 already. God is the good shepherd, and when God is the shepherd, He will bring peace.
这一节说神是好的牧羊人，他会带给我们平安。
If you have bad shepherd, and of course all the sheep suffer.
如果我们碰到一个坏的牧羊人，那所有的羊就遭殃了。
But God said, I'm going to come in. I'm going to be the shepherd of my own sheep.
但是神说我会来，我亲自做我羊的牧羊人。
And then He will bring a treaty, bring a covenant of peace with His people.
也会跟你们立一个平安的约。
And one more time, if you turn to chapter 36, verse 27.
现在我们来看以西结书37章26节。
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 26.
以西结书37章26节。并且我要与他们立平安的约，作为永约。我也要将他们安置在本地，使他们的人数增多，又在他们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。
Now, when something happened two times or three times in the same book, you know that is very important.
当在同一本书卷里面出现两次、三次，那我们就知道这是非常重要的。
This time, God said, "I'm going to make an everlasting covenant with His people."
这里神说我要立一个永约。
All the treaties, all the agreement in the world only last for a certain period of time, and then people break it down.
这个世间立的约都是暂时的，有时候人就把它撕毁了。
However, when God make a covenant with His people, this time it's going to be forever.
但是神这边说，这一次他要立平安的约，是一个永远的约定。
And He will bring peace.True peace between Him and His people.
他会把真正的平安带给他的选民。
Why is so important to have peace with God?
为什么得到平安这么重要呢？
To have peace with God.
为什么跟神有平安这么重要？
跟神和好。
跟神和好。
Because if you are not in peace with God, you have no peace in your heart.
因为如果我们没有跟神和好，我们心中就没有平安。
If you're not in peace with God, you have no peace with the people around you.
我们跟神没有和好，那我们跟旁边的人也不会和好。
The peace with God is the root of all peace.
我们跟神和好是所有的平安的来源。
So tonight we're going to talk about how and what is the content of this covenant of peace.
今天晚上我们要说到如何跟神结这个约，而且这个约是有什么内容。
The next line tells us that actually the covenant of peace is Jesus Christ's gospel of peace.
平安的约其实就是主耶稣的福音。
If you read the same chapter, chapter 37, verse 24, please read.
我们看同一章37章的24节。24?
Yes, 24, please read.
我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，众民必归一个牧人，他们必顺从我的典章，谨守遵行我的律例。
Okay, here said, my servant David will be their king.
这边说我的仆人大卫必做他们的王。
And who is that shepherd? Who is that servant David?
这里说到的仆人大卫到底是谁呢？
It's not the physical David because he has died already a few hundred years ago.
我们不是在说历史上的大卫，因为大卫其实早就死了。
Here is talking about Lord Jesus Christ. On earth, he is supposed to be the descendant of David.
这边说的是主耶稣，因为他是大卫的后裔。
So Jesus Christ will come and bring the gospel of peace.
主耶稣会来，然后把平安的福音带给我们。
Let's turn to Isaiah 52 verse 7.
我们来看以赛亚书五十二章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7.
以赛亚书五十二章第七节，那报佳音、传平安、报好信、传救恩的，对锡安说：“你的神作王了。”这人的脚登山何等佳美
！This is the prophecy of the gospel of Jesus Christ when it comes to earth.
这里就是在预告神主耶稣要来。世界上传福音。
What does the word gospel mean?
福音是什么意思呢？
The word gospel means good news.
福音这个意思就是好信息。
Nowadays, when you open the newspaper, look at the news channel, there's no good news. Every day is bad news and worse news.
现在我们打开报纸或是电视新闻都没有好的消息。
Like how many people get infected? How many people die? What is the unemployment rate? All of the bad news.
我们看到的只是谁又受了疫情感染，多少人死亡，或者是失业率是多少，全部都是坏消息。
But only one place that has good news.
只有一个地方我们能找到好消息。
That your Lord is King, He will bring peace to whoever follow Him.
你的神做王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美，他会把平安带给跟随他的人。
Can you imagine just if you are in a country who has been with war for like few years and suddenly you hear the news, wow, no more war, but the world war is over.
我们想象如果我们是在一个国家已经常年的打仗，有一天听到战争结束的消息。
I look at the old news archive like at the end of the First World War and Second World War when they know that Japan surrendered or Germany surrendered, all the people rush to the street and celebrate.
我看过很多的旧报纸，当第一次世界大战或第二次世界大战结束的时候，日本投降了，大家都跑到街上庆祝。
Because people want peace.
因为大家都喜欢平安。
But true peace is peace with God.
但是真正的平安就是与神和好。
So Jesus Christ, when he come to this world, he bring peace with God.
主耶稣来到这个世上，就是把神的平安带来。
So it is a super good news for all of us.
是一个超级好的消息。
Next line, let's turn to Isaiah 54 verse 10.
看以赛亚书第五十四章第十节。
Isaiah 54 verse 10. This is also a very touching Bible verse.
以赛亚书五十四章第十节，大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你。我平安的约也不迁移，这是连续你的耶和华说的。
Wow, look at how comforting is this statement.
这一句告诉我们，我们真的太感动了。
God said, big mountains can be shaken, the hills can be removed.
这边神说，大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移。
Look at the Rocky Mountains, look at the Canadian Rockies, so magnificent and beautiful.
我们看看加拿大的落基山脉，这么的雄伟壮观。
Who can remove them?
谁能够把这座山移开呢
？Human being cannot remove them.
人不可能。
But even if one day they are removed.
有一天，如果这座山被移开了
，God said, "My unfailing love for you will not be shaken."
神这边说，我的平安，我的慈爱也不离开你。
And He promised you covenant of peace.
神也保证我的平安的约也不迁移。
So that is what the world lacking right now.
这就是世界上我们所缺少的。
So next line, we want to talk about why the covenant of peace is so important.
下一章我们来说这个平安的约为什么这么重要。
We talk about it just now because the peace with God is the foundation of all other peace.
我们与神和好是其他平安的根源。
For example, if you are not in peace with God,
如果我们没有跟神和好
，you and your wife, you and your husband will always quarrel at home.
我们跟我们的太太或是我们的先生永远在家里都是会吵架。
Because your heart has no peace, how can you live with other people peacefully?
因为我们的心里没有平安，我们怎么能跟别人和平共处呢
？If you have no peace with God, even though you keep changing jobs, you know you're not happy because people don't like you. You don't like people.
我们如果没有跟神和好，心里没有真的平安，我们一直换工作也是没有办法的，因为我们跟旁边的人处不来。
If you have no peace with God, no matter where you live, big or small house, or which city you are, you're not happy.
我们跟神没有和好。不管我们住在哪里，大房子、小房子、城市、乡村，我们都不会开心。
So it's so important to have peace with God.
跟神和好是最重要的。
Because that's the root of your heart that you can feel with peace.
因为这是我们内心平安的根源。
Okay, now then next we'll talk about what is peace exactly.
下一章我们要来说说到底什么是平安。
And of course, for different people, it has different definition.
平安这个对不同人有不同的定义。
But we'll talk about the peace mentioned in the Bible.
我们是在说圣经里提到的平安。
First, peace means that your sickness can be healed.
第一点就是我们的生病得到医治。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 34.
来看马可福音。
Mark chapter 5, verse 34.
第五章第三十四节。耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
Jesus told this woman, "Go in peace."
主耶稣在这里告诉这个女人，平平安安的回去吧。
Because your faith has made you well.
因为你的信救了你。
What was her unwell?
到底她是生了什么病呢
？Because this woman has been bleeding. For 12 years,
这个女人其实患了血漏病，已经有12年了。
This is a very terrible, very disturbing, like very troublesome sickness.
这是一个很糟糕、很麻烦的疾病。
That every minute, can you imagine being a woman? Not only a few days in a month that she's bleeding, but every single day she's bleeding.
你能够想象这个女人不是一个月只有几天，而是每一天都在流血。
She lost so much blood. She lost so much blood that she feels so weak every single second.
她失血过多，所以觉得身体非常虚弱。
She must look terrible because she's so weak.
她应该是看起来也很糟糕，因为她非常虚弱。
She doesn't have strength to do anything.
她没有力气做任何的事。
Also, she may not even have a husband because there's no man can willing to marry her.
她应该也没有丈夫，因为可能不会有男人想要跟她结婚。
And of course, she has no children because she's bleeding every day. How can she have children?
她每天流血也生不出孩子来。
And the Bible said she even spent all her saving just try to heal this sickness.
圣经也告诉我们，她花光了她所有的钱财，为了要治好自己。
And she's not getting better, but even getting worse.
可是她没有变好，反而是越来越糟糕。
Think about this. How pitiful is this woman?
这个女人真的是太可怜了。
Just one word to describe her feeling, hopeless.
只有一个字能够形容她的处境，就是没有希望。
Sometimes physical illness can disturb us so much.
真的，有的时候我们身体上的疾病能够把我们毁了。
If we are not feeling well in our heart, then there's no peace.
如果我们觉得不舒服，那心里也不会有平安。
But that day, Jesus changed her life.
但是这一天，主耶稣改变了他的生命。
When she heard about Jesus passing by,
这个女人听说耶稣经过。
She got close to Jesus.
她偷偷地跟在后面。
She has faith that if I touch his clothes, even I don't have to talk to him or anything, I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.
这个女人有信心说，只要我过去摸摸她的衣裳，我就会好了。
And then the power come from Jesus.
这个力量从主耶稣来。
And she was healed immediately.
她碰了衣裳以后，马上就好了。
And Jesus said, "Who touched me? Who have touched my clothes?"
主耶稣转过身来说，谁摸了我？
And she confessed, "Yes, it was me."
这个女人说，就是我。
Think about this woman.
想想这个女人。
How lucky and blessed she is.
她真的是非常幸运。
Even a doctor cannot heal your sickness, Jesus can.
她的病医生也治不好，可是主耶稣帮她治好了。
Your faith has made you well.
主耶稣说你的信救了你。
So today, even though you have sickness or anything, you have to come to Jesus.
今天如果我们身体有病痛，我们需要来到主的面前。
Even if you have sickness that a doctor have no remedies.
即使我们的疾病是医生也治不了的。
Come to Jesus.
来到主面前。
Pray.
祷告。
Because Jesus said, "Your faith will make you well."
因为主耶稣说，我们的信可以救我们。
Our faith should not be on the doctors or on the medical system.
我们的信心不应该建立在医疗系统或者是医生上面。
Yes, we let them do their job.
是的，我们生病需要去看医生，让医生做他们的工作。
But our faith is on Jesus.
但是我们的信是建立在主耶稣身上。
Jesus give us peace.
他给我们平安。
And how can we have this peace?
那我们要怎么样得到这个平安呢？
In Isaiah 53 verse 5.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节。
Isaiah 53 verse 5.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，因为我们的罪孽压伤。为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
How can we have peace? How could we be healed?
我们要怎么样得到医治，得到平安？
It's because of the cross.
因为十字架的关系。
Because Jesus suffered for us terribly on the cross.
因为主耶稣为我们钉了十字架。
So that's why today when we pray, we feel better.
所以我们今天祷告，我们会得到医治。
Even sometimes it's our heart. Maybe physically we are all right, but in our heart we're not feeling well.
有的时候就是心里的疾病。
But when you come to Jesus, His stripes, His wounds make you well.
但是当我们来到主面前，他受的鞭伤使我们得医治。
The second meaning of peace.
平安的第二个解释
comes from forgiveness of sin.
就是罪得赦免。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 2, verse 5.
马可福音第二章第五节。
Mark chapter 2 verse 5.
马可福音第二章第五节，耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
Now this is in this occasion, Jesus has healed a paralytic.
在这里，主耶稣治好了一个瘫子。
He cannot walk, and he cannot even come to Jesus.
他没有办法走路，也没有办法自己来到主面前。
But his friends.Lift him up to the roof, open the rooftop, and lower him just right in front of Jesus.
但是他的朋友把这个摊子放在毯子上，吊到屋顶上，然后把他垂下来到主耶稣面前。
And of course, Jesus will heal him.
主耶稣医治了他。
But because Jesus healed his sickness, Jesus says something remarkable.
这边主耶稣不止治好了他，还说了一个很特别的话。
Jesus said, "Your sin is forgiven."
主耶稣说你的罪赦了。
Why Jesus said this?
为什么主耶稣要这么说呢？
First, it proved that Jesus is God himself.
第一，这句话证明了主耶稣就是神。
Because no one can forgive other people's sin.
因为没有人可以赦免其他人的罪。
Only Jesus can forgive.
只有主耶稣可以。
So Jesus actually here proclaiming he is God indirectly.
在这边，主耶稣间接的说他是神。
Secondly, Jesus want to tell us that sometimes our illness come from our sin.
这里主耶稣也告诉我们，我们的
有时候
我们的病是由罪而来的。
Of course, not every single time.
不是每一次都是这样。
But sometimes, if you're not feeling well, if you have sickness, it's because you have sin. You have to repent.
有的时候，我们的疾病是从罪而来，我们需要悔改。
Especially when sometimes something happens so suddenly, you don't know why. Why I have this sickness? There's no reason.
特别是这件事发生的很突然，没有什么特别的原因。
And you have to think that is there anything that I've sinned against God?
我们需要好好的想一想，反省自己，我们有没有犯了什么罪，得罪了神。
God want me to repent.
也许神要借着这个机会叫我悔改。
And if I repent, oh, I get healed. That means yes, really, you have to repent and
change your way.
如果我悔改了，病得赦好了，那的确就是这样。
So Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. You can go in peace.
所以主耶稣在这里说：“小子，你的罪赦了，可以平平安安的走了。”
So today is the same.
今天也是一样。
Do we have peace?
我们心里有平安吗
？If you have sin in your heart, you will not have peace.
如果我们心里还有罪，那我们就不会有平安。
Sin is just like debts. Got debts.
罪就是像欠的债一样。
Can you think about if you owe people so much money? Let's say if you owe $1 million.
如果我们欠别人100万
，and the interest rate is 10%，
然后利息利率是10%，10%。
哇、wow. ，then you every night you're lying on your bed, you think how can I go to pay this debt？
每天晚上我们躺在床上，能所想的就是怎么样还这笔债。
I cannot even pay the interest。
我连利息都还不起。
So you feel so pressed。
所以我们会觉得压力很大。
The same thing if today you've sinned against God。
同样的，如果我们今天在神面前犯了罪
，If your conscience is not clear，
如果我们的内心不平安
，You will not have peace in your heart。
我们的心里就没有平安。
Because peace comes from that you have nothing wrong, you didn't offend God or didn't do anything wrong。
因为心里的平安就是我们没有犯罪。
So do you want a sinless feeling in your heart？
所以我们想不想要得到这种心里没有犯罪、没有得罪神的平安呢
？Let's turn to Isaiah 57 verse 20.
我们翻回来以赛亚书。
Isaiah 57 verse 20.
57章第二十节。
Isaiah 57 verse 20.
以赛亚书57章第二十节。唯独恶人好像翻腾的海，不得平静。其中的水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。21节，我的神说，恶人必不得平安。
See, the evil, the wicked will not have peace.
神说，恶人必不得平安。
Yes, maybe they have owned a lot of money, big houses.
是的，也许这些人有很多的钱，还有大房子。
But at the middle of the night, when they sleep, they cannot sleep well.
但是当他们睡觉的时候，不得平安，睡得不好。
Their heart is just like turbulent wave waging in sea in their heart.
心里好像翻腾的海，不得平静。
And if you have dirty thoughts, you're just like gushing out the dirtiness and the mud.
如果我们的思想不干净，就像水常涌出污秽和淤泥来。
So peace, that means you have your sins are removed, you're forgiven.
所以平安就是代表我们的罪已经得到赦免了。
Thirdly, peace means we can overcome the fear in our heart.
第三种的平安的解释就是我们可以克服心理的恐惧。
有能力啊。
的能克服心理恐惧的能力。
Let's turn to John chapter 14 verse 27.
来看约翰福音第14章27节。
John 14:27.
约翰福音的第14章27节。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
When Jesus told the disciple that he is going to be facing the cross and leaving them,
主耶稣跟门徒说他要去十字架上受死，还要离开他们。
And the disciples were very anxious.
门徒非常的恐惧。
They're very worried.
他们很担心。
Because Jesus is no more with them.
因为主耶稣再也不会与他们一起了。
Then who will lead us?
那到底谁来带领我们呢？
And if you have to die, what about us?
那主啊，你若要死了，那我们怎么办呢？
This is a four-letter word, right? Called fear, F-E-A-R.
这就是恐惧、胆怯。
I think the fear itself is more than something that we are fearing.
恐惧跟胆怯，这个是超不只是我们的感觉而已。
So it is even worse than the actual subject itself.
可能比事情本身更巨大。
For example, nowadays the COVID-19.
举个例子来说，现在的疫情。
Yeah, is this a very serious sickness? Yes, it is.
冠状病毒是不是一件很让人恐慌的事呢？
很严重的。
很严重的事呢
？Yes, it is.
是啊，它是。
Because according to the statistic in Canada, the death rate is 8%.
根据统计来看，在加拿大死亡的人数是8%。
If you got it, there's 8% chance that you will die.
如果我们得了冠状病毒，有8% 的机会我们会死亡。
And then people are so afraid. Every day look at the news, they're so afraid.
大家都很恐慌，每天看新闻越来越恐慌。
And when you have fear, you don't have peace.
如果我们心里很胆怯、恐慌的话，我们心里就没有平安了。
Because every moment you think that, oh, if I go out the supermarket, I'll get infected.
所以我们常常想，哇，我们去超市买菜，我们就会得了。
哇 ，go to SkyTrain, I may get infected.
去坐天车也会得这个病。
Even if I come to church, maybe I'm infected.
或者是来教会聚会也会得到。
Your heart is overwhelmed by that figure, 8%.
所以我们心里能够想到的就是8%的死亡率。
Well, actually, if you look at the whole Canada population, how many people got it right now?
但是我们来看看全加拿大的总人口有多少人得到呢
？Well, if we have 30 million people, now we have less than 10,000 cases.
我们目前只有少于一万个，
少于十万，
少于十万。
We have maybe I don't know 30 million people. 三千万人，
三千万人。
Okay, so what is the percentage?
所以这样子的百分比是多少
？And if you got it, you have 92% of survival rate.
我们即使得到这个冠状病毒，其实我们有92%percent 能够痊愈。
People have fear, always think about the negative.
我们永远只看得到负面的。
Oh, 8% rate of I'll die, 8%.
哎呀，我们只能够看到那个8%的死亡率。
But why don't you think about I have 92% of survival, even if I got it, I have 92% of survival rate.
为什么我们看不到那个92%的痊愈率呢
？And why don't we see that? You know, even if I get it, God is with me. I don't even have to worry what will happen.
或者我们为什么不能想想，即使我们得到了这个病，神也与我们同在
？I just do what I have to do and go take care of the rest.
我们就是照着平常做我们需要做的小心的方面。
Today I read the testimony.
今天我看了一个见证。
There's a brother in the UK.
有一个在英国的弟兄。
He didn't know he got the COVID-19.
他不知道他得了新冠病毒。
Actually, he didn't feel anything.
他没有什么感觉，没有症状。
And for some reason, he was requested to go for a test.
某种原因之下，他被叫去进行检测。
And when he do the test, people told him that actually you got COVID-19, but actually you are already recovered.
他的检测结果是阳性的，但是其实他已经痊愈了。
And you have antibody inside.
而且他有抗体。
Wow, the brother so. Wow, his heart never changed because I didn't know I had it, and now I recovered and I have antibody. So, wow, thank God.
这个弟兄从来没有胆怯，他也不知道他已经得了，现在还有抗体了，所以他非常感谢神。
But the fear itself is more than a virus.
这个恐惧跟胆怯其实比病毒还严重。
The fear of losing your job is more important, more affecting you than losing your job.
我们害怕失去工作比失去工作这件事更大。
Because the fear will drive you crazy, drive you so worried.
因为这个恐惧会把我们搞疯。
So Jesus said,
所以主耶稣说
I will leave, even though I'm going away, I will leave you with peace.
主耶稣说现在我要离开了，但是我会将我的平安留下来给你们。
But my peace, Jesus said, is different than the world.
主耶稣说我的平安与世人所赐的平安不同。
The peace in the world just want to wish that nothing bad will happen to me.
这是世上的平安，只是希望不会有什么坏事发生在我们身上。
Let's say don't get sick.
举例来说就是健康不生病。
I hope you never get cancer.
永远都不要得癌症。
I hope that you never lose your job.
永远都不要失业。
That is a so-called peace in the world.
这就是世界上的平安。
That is not possible even.
这不太可能。
How can you have all the good things and never bad things happen to you?
我们怎么可能永远都只有好事发生在身上，永远都没有坏事呢
？But the peace of Lord Jesus Christ is something different.
主的平安是不一样的。
That is, even something really bad happened to you.
主的平安是即使有坏事，非常坏的事情发生在我们身上。
You will not be worried.
我们也不会担心。
You will not be afraid.
我们也不会害怕。
Wow, that peace is so powerful.
这个平安非常的有能力。
So if you are a believer of Lord Jesus Christ, but day and night you are still worrying about this and that.
所以我们如果是主耶稣的门徒、信徒，但是我们日日夜夜还在担心某件事情。
Actually, you become a disciple in vain.
那我们这个信徒就是白当了。
Because you have so much worry.
因为我们担心的太多了。
Next, we talk about how do we obtain and have this peace.
再来，我们要想想看，我们要怎么样得到这个平安呢？
Let's turn to Romans 5:1.
现在我们看罗马书第五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
罗马书第五章第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Now, underline this verse in your Bible. That is the secret, the key of how can you obtain true peace.
我们一起把这一个经节画起来，这就是我们得到真平安的秘诀。
You have to have peace with God.
我们需要与神和好。
Just like the beginning, if you don't have peace with God, you have no true peace.
就像我们之前说过的，我们与神没有和好，那我们就得不到这个真平安。
Then how can you have peace with Jesus, with God?
但是我们要怎么和神和好呢？
He said you have to have faith through Lord Jesus Christ.
这里有说到，我们就要有对主耶稣基督有信心。
We know that when two countries fighting, sometimes they cannot even talk. You need a middle person, right? Try to bring them to negotiation.
有的时候，两个国家在打仗，谁也不愿意与谁说话，所以就要一个中间人来传递信息。
Now God was angry with His people.
神与他的选民对他的选民非常生气。
And people disobey God.
因为选民不听神的话。
They cannot talk.
他们两边没有办法讲话。
But now through Lord Jesus Christ.
但是现在通过主耶稣。
He came to the world and died for us on the cross.
他来到这个世界。在十字架上为我们死。
He shed his blood.
他替我们流血。
He took our iniquity.
他把我们的罪跟不足。
So that God can forgive us.
移走，所以神能够原谅我们。
So that is the way that we can bring peace with God.
这就是我们与神和好的秘密。
So what can we do now?
我们现在要怎么办呢？
How can we have this true peace?
我们要怎么得到这真平安？
The first point, we must let Jesus to come into our heart.
第一点，我们要让主耶稣进到我们的心。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
我们来看路加福音第24章36节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 36.
路加福音24章36节。正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
Jesus appeared to the disciples.
主耶稣在这里向门徒显现。
And stood in the midst of them.
站在他们当中。
Because they were very afraid.
因为他们非常的害怕。
They even lock up the door.
他们把门锁了。
They are not willing to talk to anyone.
他们不愿意跟任何人接触讲话。
But when Jesus go there.
当主耶稣出现的。
Let's all turn to John chapter 20.
来看约翰福音第二十节。
二十章。John chapter 20 verse 19.
约翰福音第二十章第十九节。那日就是七日的第一日，晚上门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中。对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
Can you see when you are afraid, when people are afraid, they close the door. They don't let anybody come in.
当我们害怕的时候，我们就会把门关上，不让任何人进来。
But when you close the door, sometimes you're even more afraid.
但是门关了，可能更害怕。
You don't like to talk to anyone.
我们不跟任何人讲话。
You don't let people to know your secrets.
我们不让别人知道我们的秘密。
You don't want people to know your struggles.
我们不让人家知道我们在受苦。
But that will not make you feel better.
这不会让我们感觉好一点。
But what should you do now?
我们现在要怎么办呢？
He said, Jesus, go inside.
让主耶稣进来。
You know, even the door is closed, Jesus, go inside.
即使门都关上了，主耶稣还是可以进来。
And said,
然后他说，
May peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
So, brother and sister, are you willing to have received the peace of Lord Jesus Christ?
所以我们愿意得到从主耶稣来的平安吗?
You must let him come in your heart.
我们需要让他进来我们的心里.
You must let him to give you true peace.
我们要让他把真平安赐给我们.
Let's turn to Ezekiel 37.
我们来看以西结书第37章.
Ezekiel 37.
以西结书37章.
Verse 27.
第27节.
Ezekiel 37:27.
以西结书 37章27节. 我的居民 我的居所必在他们中间, 我要做他们的神, 他们要做我的子民.
Now, this passage we have just read, right? In verse 26, talk about the covenant of peace.
第26节提到立平安的约.
Then how can that be achieved?
那要怎么达到这个约呢?
Verse 27 said, God said, my dwelling will be among them.
27节马上就告诉我们, 我的居所必在他们中间.
Here didn't say, you people go to my temple only.
这里没有说你们来我的圣殿.
Yes, if you have a temple, if you have a church to go to, that is great. You can go there to draw close to God.
是的, 如果我们有圣殿, 有教会, 一定要去敬拜神.
But let's not limit your relationship with God to going to a physical temple.
但是我们跟神的关系不是仅此在教会而已.
Let's say if the chapel is closed due to COVID-19 or war or earthquake or anything.
我们现在来说, 如果教会, 因为疫情的关系关起来了,
or if one day there's no physical church you can attend.
或者有一天我们已经没有实体的教会可以去.
Does it mean that you have no faith now?
所以这就代表我们的, 信已经没有, 信仰已经没有了吗?
No.
不是的.
True temple is in your heart.
其实真正的教会, 真正的圣殿是在我们的心里.
Every single day, if you invite Jesus come into your heart.
每一天我们邀请主耶稣进来我们的心里.
Because God has said, already said, I will make my dwelling among them. I'm willing to move my place and go into their heart.
因为神这边已经说了, 我的居所必在他们中间, 神愿意把他的家搬到我们的心里来.
Yes, and that will bring peace to you.
然后真平安就要进入我们的心里.
Because this gospel is not in the church, it should be in your heart, in your life, in your daily living.
这个福音不是仅在于教会里面, 应该在我们的生活的每一天, 还要存在我们的心里.
Because this is called the gospel of peace.
因为这是平安的福音.
And you practice the gospel, you have peace.
所以我们练习传扬, 把这个福音放在我们的生命里, 我们就得到平安.
The second point.
第二点,
we have to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们要, 体贴圣灵.
We are on page 14 already. We have to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们要体贴圣灵.
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
我们来看罗马书第8章第6节.
Romans chapter 8, verse 6.
罗马书8章6节. 体贴肉体的就是死, 体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安.
Here give us another secret. How do we gain peace?
这里又告诉我们另外一个秘诀, 我们要怎么得到平安呢?
What your mind is set on really determines how much peace you can get.
我们心里在乎的是什么, 就决定我们能得到多少平安.
We know that nowadays mental health is so important.
在这个时代,
心灵健康是非常重要的. 精神健康,
精神健康.
We know so many people are healthy physically, but their mind is not healthy, their body is not healthy.
我们知道有很多人他的身体是健康的, 但是心理却不健康.
Because your mind really determines everything.
因为我们的心真的决定所有的事情.
Now, physically, if you go for MRI, CAT scan, you know, that can show you how healthy is your brain. Is there any bleeding or clot or tumor, right?
我们的头脑可以去做各种的检验, 可以, 发现我们到底有没有长任何的瘤或是任何的癌.
But if God is going to do a spiritual scan on your brain, on your mind, let's say your mind, what will he find?
但是神今天如果来帮我们的心理检测一下, 神会发现什么呢?
Now, what is your spiritual brain health, spiritual mind health?
我们属灵的健康是什么?
That's mean what are you constantly thinking every minute?
就是我们心里每一分钟到底在想什么?
That's mean what do you set your mind on?
我们心里在乎的、注重的是什么
？Verse 5 said, "If you set your mind on the things on earth, on flesh."
第五节跟我们说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
Verse 6 "If you're always thinking about how to gratify your body, sinful desires."
第六节就说体贴肉体。
You will not have peace.
就不会得到平安。
You will not sleep well at night.
晚上睡不好。
Even you will not focus very easily.
也不会能够很专注。
When you come to church, you feel very dry. You don't feel God.
我们来教会听到也。心里也得不到感动，也感觉不到神。
Some people even they come physically, their mind is still outside.
有些朋友来了教会，但是其实他的心是在别的地方。
Still thinking about the video games, or the fashions, or the gossip, or the social media.
心里想着八卦，或者是电动，或者是要穿什么好。
I'll tell you, brother, sister, you have no peace if you set your minds on the things of the flesh.
我们如果心里想的只是肉体的事情，那就不会得到平安。
But how can we have peace?
我们要怎么得到平安呢
？He said, "Set your mind on the Spirit."
这里说我们要体贴圣灵。
That means next, just like the next line tell us, right? This mind, how this mind is working? What is the main focus of your brain every minute?
我们心里关注的到底是什么
？What does God want me to achieve?
神要我完成什么事
？Holy Spirit is in me right now.
圣灵在我里面。
What does He want me to think every day?
圣灵要我想什么
？Yes, of course, I have to work.
是我需要工作。
Yeah, when I work, I have to focus on the work that I do.
是的，我去上班要专注于我的工作。
But whenever you are free,
但是我们空闲下来的时候呢
？Immediately, what do you think about?
我们到底是在想什么
？Ah, you always think about church. Hey, how's church doing?
我们是不是常常想到教会？教会现在怎么样了
？How can I preach the gospel?
我要怎么去传福音
？How can I improve my spirituality?
我要怎么样增进我的灵性
？What is the Bible verse that I read this morning? What does it mean to me?
我今天早上读经读到什么？这对我的人生有什么意义
？Just like the mind of the parent and the mind of the child, sometimes is different, right?
就像父母心里想的跟小孩心里想的是不一样的。
Because the maturity is different.
因为成熟度不一样。
The children always only want getting lazy, doing nothing and relax, but the parent want them to do something, be mature, learn something, right?
小朋友想要偷懒，父母常常只想要他们赶快努力，赶快来做事。
If one day the child have the mind of the parent, that means he's very mature.
有一天，如果小朋友的心智跟父母一样，那就代表他成熟了。
The child need not to be told what to do, and then he'll do it. That means he understands the parent.
小朋友不用大人教，就会自己去做该做的事，那就代表他懂了父母的心。
That is called have the set on the mind of the spirit.
这个叫做体贴圣灵。
Are you having the mind of the spirit?
我们心里有体贴圣灵吗
？If you want the thing God wants you to achieve, you have peace.
如果我们心里想要完成的，跟神想要我们完成的。一样，那我们心里就有平安。
On the contrary, if you do the things that are opposite of God's will, you have struggle.
反之，如果我们心里想的跟神想要我们达到的是不一样，那我们心里就会受很多折磨。
You feel pain.
我们会觉得很痛苦。
You feel not at ease.
我们会觉得心里不轻松。
Because you're not in step with the Spirit.
因为我们心里想的跟圣灵想的是不一样的。
So set your mind on the spirit.
我们心里要体贴圣灵。
The third point, how can we have peace?
第三点要怎么样得到平安呢
？We have to leave our righteousness and live in righteousness.
我们要显出公义，我们也要在生活上有公义。
Let's turn to Isaiah 32 verse 17.
我们来看以赛亚书第32章第17节。
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17.
以赛亚书32章17节。公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。
Wow, this is a wonderful words.
这是一个很棒的经节。
The fruit of righteousness is peace.
公义的果效就是平安。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？How do you get peace?
我们要怎么得到平安
？Just like how do you get fruits?
要怎么样得到果子
？You have to plant the seed and make it grow first before you can get the fruit.
我们要把种子种到地上，让它长大。
So how can you have peace?
所以我们要怎么样得到平安?
You have to practice righteousness. You have to do the right thing in God's eyes so that you can have peace.
我们要行神眼中看为正的事,
so that you can have peace.
所以我们能够都得到平安.
Recently in the USA, I think we all follow the news, right? The lot of protests, lots of riots in the US societies.
最近我们看到在美国有非常多的,
why?
为什么呢?
Because one person was killed by police.
因为一个人被,警察杀害.
While the police arresting him, he put a knee on his neck so that he cannot breathe for 8 minutes 20 seconds.
警察在逮捕他的时候把膝盖压在他的脖子上, 所以他不能呼吸, 8分钟没有呼吸.
So people are angry.
所以大家非常生气.
Where is justice?
哪里有公义?
Right? The police, that the policemen are supposed to protect people, but sometimes they are the one who harm people.
警察应该是保护人民的, 但是为什么他们现在改变来伤害人民呢?
So that's why so many people have to come out to protest.
所以有好多人走上街头.
Because no righteousness, there will be no peace in the society.
因为没有公义, 社会上就没有平安.
Spiritually, it's the same.
在属灵上也是这样.
If we do not do the right thing in God's eyes,
如果我们不行神眼中看为正的事,
in our hearts, in our family, there will be no peace.
在我们的心里, 在我们家庭里, 就没有平安.
That righteousness means right thing in God's standard.
公义就是在神眼里看为正的事.
It's not what is right in your eyes, nor my eyes.
不是我眼中看为正, 或是你眼中看为正的事.
It's what the Bible say.
是圣经上面说的.
So that's why we have to put what we learn in our family, in our marriages, in our surrounding.
所以我们要把我们学的行出来，在我们的家庭里，在我们的社会上.
Then you'll find peace everywhere you go.
所以我们四处都充满平安.
Let's read the next line. I really like this verse.
看下一章.
Let's go to Psalm chapter 85, verse 10.
来看诗篇第85篇第10节.
Very interesting verse.
慈爱和诚实彼此相遇, 公义和平安彼此相亲.
Okay. This verse using analogy, just like somebody who is really close.
这里好像形容两个人非常亲近.
Love and faithfulness, they always meet together.
慈爱和诚实彼此相遇.
What does that mean?
什么意思?
These two things must come together. To be successful, to be good.
这两样东西, 慈爱和诚实, 一定要一起出现.
Yeah, God is love.
是的, 神是爱.
But at the same time, God also is faithfulness.
而且神也是诚实.
These two have to come hand in hand together. You cannot have one without the other.
这两样一定要一起出现, 我们不能只要求其中一样.
And then at the same time, righteousness and peace to kiss each other.
公义和平安彼此相亲.
They kiss each other, right? Very cute, very cute. Bible sometimes use very cute and very lovely languages.
这里用很可爱的言语形容他们彼此相亲.
Love, I mean peace, kiss righteousness, and peace, righteousness, kiss peace.
公义和平安彼此相亲.
好像亲嘴一样。哦，好像他们好像在亲嘴一样. In English or original language, mean kissing.
英文这边讲说他们是亲嘴.
Because righteousness and peace, they stick together.
因为公义和平安是粘在一起的.
If you do the right thing in God's eye, your family will be so peaceful, your marriage will be so peaceful.
因为如果我们行神眼中看为正的事, 那我们的家庭就会非常平安.
So that also means if your family is lacking peace, that means that something is not right.
所以反过来看, 如果我们家里没有平安, 那可能有些事情出错了.
And that something may be you.
这事情可能是我们自己.
May not be others, maybe you yourself.
可能不是别人, 是自己.
So to find out, what are you lacking?
所以我们要找找看, 我们到底缺少了什么?
So the covenant of peace.
所以, 平安的约,
so precious.
是非常宝贵的.
Let's all sing him.
我们一起唱诗.
330.
330首
330
330首 330